Like, you know what you said about Lollipop? I was just thinking about this, but the Lollipop song, of course, isn't about sugar. It's about, you know, you're my lollipop. You're so sweet as sugar. And we were talking about medicators at the top of the interview here. That sugar is huge, you know, but it's also connecting sugar and food with love and being lovable and, you know, that eating. And again, there's nothing wrong with eating any more than there is with thinking about sex or having sex. It's just if you're doing stuff obsessively and compulsively to avoid dealing with painful feelings, then it becomes an addiction. And a lot of us eat too much and we eat too much sugar and we know it and we still... Well, I feel I'm this low, I think I'm just going to go eat a pint of Haagen-Dazs, you know, or something.
Which is at least less damaging to others than going out and sexually harassing someone. So I guess if you're going to do damage, it is important to look where the damage of your behaviors is landing.
Right. It's also, if you don't know how to take care of yourself, then that's widening that circle is going to, you're going to not have a skill set that's going to enable you to do that very well. Because basically, learning to take care of ourselves is where we start this stuff. And once you can set boundaries for yourself, and because a lot of us don't have things that are seen as active addictions, codependency is certainly one of the things where a lot of us are focused on trying to help other people all the time before ourselves. At some point or other, I mean, I've had to learn that as well, that if I don't have myself squared away, and if my life is all at sixes and nines, I'm not as much help to other people as I would like to be. Partly, I got to just set boundaries sometimes and say, no, I need to take care of myself here, you know.